As Meals on Wheels programs struggle to feed a growing older population, many are replacing hot meals with frozen meals. That means fewer deliveries. In New York City, nonprofits predict the loss of human contact will be devastating. From member station WNYC, Cindy Rodriguez reports.
In New York City, if you're 85 or older, poor and homebound, chances are a hot meal is being delivered to your door. 27,000 meals come from the kitchens inside churches, synagogues, and community centers each day. The Gloria Weiss Boys and Girls Club serves the sprawling community of high-rises known as Co-op City in the Bronx. Every day, Rabbi Solomon Burl comes in to inspect the food.
Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, Rabbi.
How are things going?
Fine, how are you?
Thank the good Lord. Everything kosher this morning? Any new deliveries?
By 10 a.m., the kosher kitchen is bustling, and the mostly black and Latino staff are ladling turkey meatballs, spaghetti, and mixed vegetables into tin plates. People on public assistance are helping out as part of their work requirement. They fill plastic bags with small milk cartons, juice, bread, margarine, and fruit cups. It doesn't take long before the delivery teams have loaded their trucks and are on their way.
Going down.
Luis Martinez rolls a red wire shopping cart neatly stacked with meals through a maze of hallways.
How are you, miss?
86-year-old Rose Giampietro has circulation problems and recently had a knee replacement. She sits in a tattered recliner in front of her television set.
They're not going to do the frozen meals, are they, that business?
Well, they're thinking about it, but
it wouldn't be good because the people maybe wouldn't know how to defrost it.
She says anything less than a daily delivery would not be good.
You wouldn't see anyone at the door. You understand? Like, my family comes the weekend, but not during the week, you know?
The city wants 30% of the meals delivered in the Bronx to be frozen, with deliveries coming once a week instead of 5 days a week, and wants to work with only three providers, so it's created larger and fewer contracts. But the changes do not sit well with nonprofits. Charlie Rosen is the director of the Gloria Weiss program. He says fewer deliveries will compromise the link with seniors.
Because of the nature of these being isolated, frail, elderly people over the age of 85, we're very often the only human contact these people have.
But the city says aging baby boomers and longer lifespans have caused it to reevaluate its Meals on Wheels programs. In 10 years, the Department for the Aging predicts there will be 26% more people age 85 and older. And while the population is growing, funding is not. Edwin Mendez Santiago is the commissioner. He says the city is sensitive to the issue of human contact.
I think that that interaction should be more than just a deliverer, because the deliverer currently is under pressure to deliver hot meals, and they have to deliver all their hot meals in less than 2 hours.
Mendez Santiago says the department plans to replace the daily contact with other social service programs that provide telephone calls and friendly visits. No decisions have been made on how to fund the new services. For NPR News, I'm Cindy Rodriguez in New York.